At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Bird Show. Producer Joanna Rodriguez. What's going on with you, Joanna?
So I always thought that at 25, I would be a little more financially stable in my life. And I'm realizing that's not the case. And I'm having to rely on Jason, my boyfriend, for things financially. And I'm not just talking about, like, you know, we go out to dinner and he pays for things. It's just something he's always done. Even when I've always tried to pay when I did have money and I was making more of a steady income, he wouldn't let me. But things like household things that are going on, like my air conditioner at my house broke, and he had to fork
that's
over the money
cheap.
To pay for it.
How much was that?
Well,
cheap.
Originally we thought it was going to be more than it actually was, but it was like about $200 to repair that. And then
that's actually pretty
lucky.
Typically that's $4,000 or $5,000.
Right, I thought it was going to be $2,500, and he was going to have to cover it. But then we got a second opinion, and it was $200, and then I need new tires on my car, and he had to fork over the money for the tires. I needed a new battery. He had to fork over the money for the battery.
Are these gifts or loans? Like, do you say?
I say, I will pay you back, and he says, don't worry about it. Because in his mind, he thinks, well, we're going to get married one day, so I'm just helping you out right now. It's not like...
In his mind, he's thinking you guys are going to get married one day. In his mind,
me.
Okay.
No, but I mean, he does say that. Like, what's mine is yours. You know, financially, we're going to be set. So I'm helping you out now because I know in the future we're going to be together.
Do you realize with every set of tires, your ring gets a little tiny bit smaller?
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to tell him to stop and just let the tires and it's really crushing me because I've lived on my own since I was 18 years old, and I've never relied on anybody. Mm-hmm. So it is absolutely killing me inside to let him do this. And I don't know what else to do. And it's making me realize, obviously, that I need to get myself together. I need to save. I need to put money away because I don't want this to ever happen to me again. I don't want to have to rely. And it breaks me up because this is really killing my pride. I don't want to have to rely on Jason for anything. Mm-hmm. And I get that from my grandmother, who's always told me, don't ever rely on a man. You need to make your own money and you need to take care of yourself. So I hate that he has to do this.
Is this just recession time stuff or is this?
It's the fact that, I had to go from a weekly paying salary to not.
To this.
to being with you guys.
Exactly. Well,
I think this is such a common story right now. Oh, I think there are so many people that for their entire lives have been so dependent on themselves. And for whatever reason, because of the recession now, they've had to depend on other people. And it totally hurts your pride. Either having to call your parents and move back in or borrow money from a brother or a boyfriend. So many are in that place right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know. I just don't want him to think that I don't have it together. You know, like he is so financially stable and, you know, he can afford to help me out. And I just don't want him to be like, what am I getting myself into? She can't even afford a $100 pair of tires, you know, or a $100 tire or a $100 battery. So it's just really killing me inside.
I think it's that he does want to be the provider, like eventually, like you said, like as you have your life together. So I don't think that he sees it like that. I think he sees it as he can be your man and take care of you when you need it. And it's not like you're asking him to go buy you a pair of Jimmy Choo's.
Right.
Like you're asking him for things you need in your life, you know, in order to rent out your house, like you needed the air conditioner to work. In order to be able to, you know, get to work every day and back, you need tires on your car. So I think that if you were asking him for lavish things or you were trying to be a gold digger or whatever, then I would say be worried about it. But these are basic things that he probably feels really good about being able to help you with.
I also think there's a timing issue here also. You guys have been going out with each other for a very long time. You love each other. It's a foregone conclusion that you're going to get engaged, at least in your mind. And it's not like you guys are going out for 3 weeks and you're starting to ask them for tires right. and help on mm-hmm. air conditioning, which changes everything.
Right.
This is a guy that loves you, and his job is to support you, and yours is to him.
And I understand that, but I still want to be more stable, like, for myself. Because if he does leave tomorrow, I've got to make it on my own. You know, I still think that way. Like, if something happens and we didn't work out, I need to make sure that I mm-hmm. can take care of myself. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to rely on him.
Well, isn't that what you have Southside for?
But I think it's that, you know, I mean, I think he can sense your independence, and I think that's why he loves you, and I think that's why he doesn't think that you're mooching off of him, because he can see the struggle, as I think with anybody, because there's a difference between the people that struggle with these decisions and the people that don't, you know, because I do think there are people that probably take advantage of the recession too.
Hey, Jamie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I'm just commenting more on Joanna's story. Mine's somewhat similar. I'm 25 years old and had a little run in South America for a couple of years, and I came back and was jobless. Lucky to find a job right now with Georgia State University, and with a temporary job, I get paid $10 an hour and no health insurance, and I actually am forced to live with my parents, and I got in a car wreck, and so they had to pay for a car to get me to work, and so I'm just telling you, like, maybe this time period, which for you, for me, it's just this transition, and it is part of the recession. And I just want to tell you to stay positive. And I know it's frustrating just because right now I'm kind of, I think I have walking pneumonia, and my last resort is to go to the doctor, but I'm actually forced to go today, but pay out of pocket. And it's just like, it shouldn't be like that. We shouldn't, you know, have to, you know, depend on going to the doctor at last choice, you know? So I'm in the same boat as her. And I just wanted to say, stay positive and stay strong.
Her life is like a country song right there.
Yes.
And I was thinking, as the sensitivity to things in the future, I never think a bad time is a bad lesson. You know, mm-hmm. I think that it just makes you more compassionate to others when you're out of this situation and you see other people in it.
Here comes Scott. It's on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how's it going? I was just thinking about what she was talking about how this guy's spending money and everything. I'm actually a full-time student in school, and there's a girl that I'm actually really crazy about, and she's just a good friend of mine. I'm not even dating or anything. We do go out. We have fun and everything, and I've spent in about 5 months about close to $10,000. But
whoa.
In 5 months?
You want to date Joanna?
No, this person is just an awesome person. She's fun to be around.
It's such a different texture to what you're talking about than what Joanna's mm-hmm. talking about, though. Like, I mean, I think this girl,
yeah.
I mean, she could probably be, I couldn't even take that kind of money from somebody I just met.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't even allow you to do it, you know?
Yeah, but it actually makes me happy about myself also. And she's just a really special person. I got to finish my school, yes. I got to get back into work. I used to own a business. And until that changes, maybe something else could change. But at this point right now, she's just a really good friend.
Are you going to be upset if she never gets with you romantically?
Do what?
I said, are you going to be upset if she does not get with you romantically after spending this money on her?
You know, I'm not don't let that get to me right now. I know she has a real heart and everything.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And I'm just trying to be as poor as I can through what she's going through herself.
Do you think there's any chance that you are being taken advantage of?
Really? I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Guys have this gear. Like, we can wait. We've talked about this before. I call it the waiting in the weeds theory,
yeah.
where you could just wait and wait and wait, and we can pretend to be friends for a really long time just on the 1% chance that eventually mm-hmm. she'll see us for the sensitive, great-looking guy that we are. And it generally happens at 2:30 in the morning on a Friday night where she has a vulnerability and we pounce. But it very, very, very rarely ends up, I think, in a long-term relationship. Yes. All right, dude. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Yeah, y'all have a great day.
I think that's so different than what you're talking about, though.
Right. Joanne, I think it's great you have somebody to rely on and that isn't your parents. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people don't have that extra support and people are embarrassed to go ask their parents for help. You have a great boyfriend who's willing to help you out when you need help.
And he is. He's great and he's wonderful. And don't think for a second that I'm not putting something away to pay him back, obviously. Like,
and you would do it for him, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you were
didn't work in radio.
I mean, if you were in the position to make more money and you felt like you could help him out, you would do it. And you wouldn't look bad on him for that, right?
No. I just want to make sure that, you know, obviously my question goes out to the guys. Like, I guess I felt like, do I deserve such a great guy? Because I can't even get myself together. And this guy is so wonderful and he's got everything together. Like, do guys look at that? Like a girl that doesn't have her life together financially? Like, do you look down on that? Is that...
But I don't think it's because...
It's a complicated answer.
If you're trying, which makes it okay. Like, you're working. Like, everybody knows, oh, Lord, do we know... that radio is a sucky business to get started in.
Right.
And you do it for, you know,
nothing.
Decades if you're lucky, and then you get the big paycheck and it's all good, mm-hmm. hopefully. If you're as talented as, you know, me, for example. But
He's on the cusp right now.
For the most part.
Somehow your answer it turns into something about him. But
so I'm cold, so I'm good.
But the the fact that Jason sees that makes it okay. But if you were not hustling, like you were, are you still working part-time at that little radio station? Mm-hmm. Down in,
I have three jobs.
Yeah. So like he sees you driving down to wherever it is, Macon area or whatever.
Columbus.
Right. Columbus, the radio metropolis of South Georgia. And you're doing shows down there. And he sees you getting up early, coming in here. And then you're also a waitress. Like, that makes it okay. But if you just had one waitressing job and you're like, oh my God, this sucks, I'm never going to make it, then I think in the back of his mind, he'd be like, oh, I got kind of a loser here.
Girl, you've already built up like a person with credibility with him up until this point. You guys have gone out. He knows what your character is. If you guys were just starting to go out and he saw all this and he didn't know who Joanna is, then maybe I would say, yeah, he might look down on that. Mm-hmm. But you've got a resume built, a credibility with this guy. So he just wants to help out.
Okay, well, I'll let him help out, but I am going to pay back every dime.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I also think it's a misconception that in your relationship throughout your life, you're both going to be financially secure. I mean, you never parallel with each other. One person's usually doing very well, the other one, you know. Mm-hmm. And so if you both are doing financially great, that's a blessing. But you also, in a strong relationship, you know, it goes back and forth and ebbs and flows. And so you'll go through this with him many times over. You know?
Joanna's going to put herself on the voice disguiser to try to win the $1,000.
Hey, guys, I need to take a break.
We're on to you, Joanna.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.